Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm here with George Amador III, and I am excited. We're in December. Can you believe it?
We've made it. It's the last month of the year. We made it. It's December, and it's crazy to think that it's in the middle of holiday season and everyone's running around and shopping and everything else. But it's here. It seems like 2021, like we were just getting started.
I know.
We were out of a crazy year last year, and then I was like, oh man, 2021, here we go. And now it's over.
Right.
So
and
fast.
The interesting part is that a lot of times, even though we've been through this year, people, I think they had different expectations for this year.
I do.
What they thought was going to be like, whew, we're done with COVID, we're moving on to the next thing, and maybe not so much. It's still kind of hanging around, and it's had some impact in the stock market. So I'd like to spend some time kind of, let's put pause in all the rush and all the hustle that's going on, and let's talk about what happened in 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have to, you know, look at, I mean, even from just human activity, right? I think a lot of people thought that 2021, I was going to get back to work. I know a lot of people are still working from home.
Oh, right? I know.
I know, obviously, it's been a crazy year with vaccine and that whole thing.
Oh, there's been a lot of trauma there.
Yeah, so there's a lot there. The political arena has now changed. It's taking a little bit more of a face of this is what the Biden administration wants to do and says, and so that does impact the market some.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, I think is a great time where first week of December, let's take a year in review, right? Let's
Absolutely.
Go back, kind of see what has happened. And even in your personal lives, right? What have I done well? What have I done not so well? You know, take inventory and really kind of see what's going on. I think always giving yourself a little bit of a review, and then we're going to talk about some proactive things we can do.
Mm-hmm.
But giving ourselves a little bit of a review can really help extend where we go moving forward.
Absolutely. You know, when we look at this year, I mean, we have recovered the stock market.
Think
back when COVID happened, it was like the sky was falling, people were worried. And I love what we do at the office, how we proactively, we started sending out emails every week. Hey guys, this is a black swan event. This is what we're seeing. Here we go. And we walked them through that. I'm really proud of how we do that because we love our clients and we want, I think the key is communication. Even what we're doing on the radio, always talking, letting that sound be out there that, hey, we can give the advice as fiduciaries so that you can have that confidence knowing, okay, I am making the right financial decision.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we did not see people saying, oh, let's just sell. Because thank God they didn't, because within 2 months after COVID, you could see where the stock market is. And even where we are today, we have recovered.
Yeah.
We have done well, but that doesn't mean it wasn't volatile along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's important to understand. I've had kind of two parties when I talk to most people, two schools of thought. Some people are shocked that we've recovered. Those individuals may not look at their portfolio much, but
right.
kind of saying, wait a second. You know, and I think there's some validity to that only because when you look at the jobs, when you look at the supply chains, when you look at what you're hearing in the news, it doesn't feel like we've recovered, right?
Right.
It doesn't feel like everything's okay and we're all good to go. But the stock market itself, when I say the stock market, I'm referring to like the S&P 500,
right.
the Dow Jones Industrial, the United States markets have done extremely well this year.
Yes.
I mean, really, really well. Now, that didn't come at somewhat of a cost. There were days and even weeks where the market was pretty volatile, right? And we say that term a lot.
Right, so let's kind of explain on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when I say the word volatile, I don't necessarily mean loss, but volatility is essentially the ups and the downs of the market, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when something is volatile, it can move high and low quickly, right? So it can go up and down.
Yes.
Now, we didn't have these huge traumatic COVID type losses in 2021. We didn't.
Correct.
However, it's December and, you know, that's December.
Welcome to December.
Yeah, December can sometimes be a volatile month. So we're not saying that it was all perfect. However, I do think that when we look at on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, there were a couple times in there where the markets were moving up and down in one day at a pretty accelerated pace. I mean, most of the time, like you have to look historically now, I mean, you go way back when the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones was formed and you look at these charts way back when, you know, 2 to 3% moves in one day were rare. That was not a normal thing. nowadays the market is extremely volatile in comparison to that.
Yes, right? That's a great way.
I mean, most people think like the stock market, and people would say it all the time, like years ago, even when I first started in the industry, I would always go home, my grandfather, every time I came home, what'd the market do today? How's the market today? That's always his question, yeah. Right? I love it. I love the question. How'd the market do today? Well, for a lot of years, it was, it did whatever.
Yeah.
like it's just kind of flat.
It's
like,
there.
Yeah, we kind of went 0.1, 0.2%, 0.5% here. Those 1, 2% days were very few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every time I turned the TV on or looked at the portfolios this year, it was like 2, 3%. Like it just happened a lot. And that's what I mean by volatility.
Good.
And so the reason I bring that up is because we have said for a long time, we do foresee some bumps in the road. And that's what I mean by bumps in the road, up and down, up and down. And so we need to make sure that as we move forward, we have a diversified buy, hold, rebalance approach, what we use every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and listen last week to Impact Investing.
Right.
And so we, you know, look at it and say, the volatility has been there. We have seen ups and downs. Hasn't been, you know, for the most part, again, not predicting the future, for the most part, haven't had huge swings. But daily moves, it's been really interesting to follow. And if you're a technical guy like myself, really starts to bring up some questions about where we're moving in the future.
Oh, we got a lot of questions.
If the volatility is there. So just something to think about. Again, we've done well. We've recovered. And the reason why I bring that up is because I have seen some individuals, I mean, I literally had someone tell me the other day that their portfolio is down for the year. And, and it's not with us here at Crystal Clear Finances.
I was about to say, after this program, we need to talk.
No, yeah, they're considering coming over and let me know that one of their portfolios is at a loss this year. And I, the first thing I said was, if it's at a loss, it's not invested properly. And I know, obviously, no, there's no determination yet. I have to look at everything. But the S&P 500, I mean, up until
just
the end of...
Just based on the whole market.
Yeah, up until like November, it was, I think the year-to-date numbers are like 25, 26%.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, why are you at a loss, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to understand that obviously when the market goes up doesn't mean everyone wins.
Right.
But we do understand that if the markets as a whole have recovered and increased and are positive, our returns should be positive, right? Depending on your strategies. And so it's important to understand that, well, wait a second, we have had a good year. And so ultimately, where are we investing? Why am I not seeing it? And if you think, well, maybe it should have been better, give us a call and we can at least look at the portfolios.
Absolutely.
And kind of see, you know, run an analysis on where you're at right now.
And that, I just want to comment on what you said. When you said the stock market can be up and other times portfolios aren't up. I met with a client just the other day and he's like, there are times when the stock market's just like going to town and mine's just chugging along. And then there's times when the stock market's down and mine's like really going up. And I think it's important that individuals understand what exactly is in their portfolio.
100%.
That makes the difference because if they're in the, you know, the movers and drivers of the stock market, you know, the S&P, well then yes, it's going to mirror that. But if they're not, where are they invested and is it aligning with their values? And not just with their values, but what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
The other thing is I find it interesting that this year with our clients, they've been at peace, and I think they're at peace every year, but what was so nice is because they have so much in their safe money, they can go to town and really put their money in the market. Let's get it done, whether we're using small caps or large cap values or whatever we're putting them in, they can fully be present in the market because they already have a holistic approach where we have safe money over here. So if the market goes down, they're not panicking.
Yeah.
So when you talk about the volatility, which is really just meaning how quick it moves up and down, they're still sleeping good at night because they know they don't have everything banking in the market.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's crucial. I mean, if you go back, like I said, I encourage you to take kind of inventory for the year.
Right.
You know, think about how you felt over the course of the year. If there were times where you can't sleep at night, then maybe your portfolio is too aggressive.
Right.
If there are times where you're thinking, man, this should have been a lot better than that, then maybe your portfolio is too conservative, right?
Right.
There's a
right.
good mix
common
in there.
Theme there.
Yeah, there's a good mix in there that everybody needs. But I think the important factor to taking inventory and kind of reviewing is so that way you have a good course of action for where we're headed.
Exactly.
Because, you know, next year may be a little bit different. We're not here to, you know, predict the future.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have to understand that when there are the bumps in the road, when there are the high volatility weeks, the up and the down of the market, you know, quickly, we have to make sure that we are confident in our plan. We're confident in the investment strategy that we have, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I use different metrics all the time to look at various different things. And I'm very analytical, very, very technical, right?
Just a little.
You know this. I love the clients who want to talk technical. It's great.
I'm like, I'm going to have to pry them out of that meeting. It's been 5 hours.
So yeah, we can geek out on Excel spreadsheets if you love them. Give me a call. But honestly, when looking at all the different metrics that are out there, right, we do have to look at how that plays, and personally, how that plays into people's mindsets,
right?
Because there are certain things, like, again, the stock market's done well, and, mm-hmm. you know, when you look at 2019 to 2020 to 2021, and what the markets are doing, what they have done over the last few years, there's still some psychological components of people mm-hmm. not feeling the win, right? Not feeling the positive. And to me, that goes back to, well, where is the sticking point?
Mm-hmm.
And where in your financial plan are you not confident? And right. that, to me, is what it comes down to. So when we look at the market as a whole, we mm-hmm. have to look at where my confidence measures. And to your point, a lot of our clients at Crystal Clear Finances have confidence for every financial yes. decision in the fact that we are putting money elsewhere as well, right? Mm-hmm. That is a yes. very key component.
Yeah.
Because if I do have money in a safe arena, I can take more risk in the exactly. risk arena.
Exactly.
But when I have all of my money in the risk arena, I may have to be moderate to more conservative in nature because all my money's there. So when we build out the plan, you look at the stock market, and this can sometimes have a negative impact as well, mm-hmm. because I have had individuals say, man, I wish I had all of my money over here this year. And it's like, yeah, so do I, but I didn't know that was going to happen. Yeah. And so we have to have the pros with the cons. We have to have the money that is safe because, yeah, you wished it now. But when COVID-19 happened and the market dropped in half, you were really happy that you had some safe money. So there's the pros and cons, right?
Yeah.
But ultimately, it really does come back to where's the confidence in the financial plan? Because we need to make sure that if I have those sticking points, mm-hmm. when the market has a year like this,
mm-hmm.
it is a good year, but when the market has a year like this, we have to make yeah. sure that we have money all over the place, because as far as things go up, they can certainly come back down.
Well, and that's what I want to talk about when we come back from the break, because one of the things that I'm hearing now is, I've had such a good year. Look at all that I've made. I don't want to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a common theme that I've been hearing the last few months is, okay, this is really good. I'm really happy. What are my choices now? How do I begin to lock in the gains that I have? And we have tools for that. And I know we can't do recommendations, you yeah. know, on the radio. But that's why it's so important, I believe, G, that they call us, come in for that appointment now while we have that. And I know I want to talk a little bit about tax loss harvesting, but let's just first take a quick 30-second break, and then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. The world is changing, and what worked before with finances may not work now. This is Crystal Langdon with today's Financial Gem. With economic, political, and global changes happening daily, it's easy to make reactional decisions or choose to ignore finances altogether. Neither one is a good idea. Working with a faith-based financial planner who understands finances and the shifting dynamics of our economy can provide you the direction and confidence needed to navigate the daily financial changes. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and today I'm talking with G about looking back on this past year, 2021. And hey, the market is good, right? Mm-hmm. We've got great returns that we've had this year. It's been a little volatile, meaning it's mm-hmm. very quick. Some days we can be up one moment and then down and then back up before the day ends. So we've had some volatility. But I think the key that we were talking about is the importance of having a plan. And even right now, when we have a plan in place, we're having individuals come in and say, help me be able to lock in some of these gains that I'm experiencing into a place that I can say, whew, okay, I'm glad that I experienced that gain. Now I'm going to put this over here. And having that holistic approach, G, I think is just so important in that creating, cultivating, and keeping wealth.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, that brings up two things to me in my mind of like, okay, so a lot of people in December will think that way. Great year so far.
Yep.
Let's lock in our gains. Great time to lock in your gains. Well, what does that actually mean? That means we have to sell our investments.
And people are like, oh.
Well, if you start selling your investments, right?
Yes.
Then traditionally, if there's more sellers in the market than buyers, then the value of the market tends to go down. Mm-hmm. Right. So if we have a lot of great gains over the year, in December, people start wanting to lock those in, start selling. So we start to see somewhat of a sell-off. We see the market starting to take a little bit of a dip.
Which at that point, people say, see, I knew I should have sold and locked in my gains. So then more people jump in and say, sell mine, because then I might lose all my gain. And they just get this little selling frenzy going.
So we have to be careful that, you know, we look at where we're at and if that makes sense. The other thing is, obviously, we're locking in gains usually represents taxes depending on your account. So you have to look at what that component would be. And that's something that we love. I specialize in myself of like actually the tax numbers. So
correct.
We can talk about that. But looking at, you know, what that can also do for the month of December is if we do start to see, right, and we're at the beginning of it, so I'm not making any prediction over the next couple of weeks.
Thank you.
But if we do start to see some of the downturns that sometimes a December month can bring, we can still take advantage, right? And I think you mentioned it before the break, so if I'm talk about it just for a moment, of the strategy called tax loss harvesting, where individuals who have maybe experienced some losses, or you start to see losses in certain different accounts, in different funds or stocks that you may own, you can harvest those losses to help offset some of the gains.
Right.
So if you have a position where you have gains, and you know, it's, you know, not always the case. If you have 100% gains, if everything's gained in your account, then good for you. That's awesome.
That's wonderful.
But for individuals who have gains, traditionally there's some losses somewhere along the way. And if we're able to harvest those losses, for a tax planning strategy, I can basically offset some of the taxes on my gains by realizing some of those losses, because a capital loss can be tax deductible.
Correct.
So for purposes of December, that can sometimes be the case. Now, again, harvesting any sort of gain or loss, again, comes with a sell. So traditionally, Decembers can usually take a little bit of a dip because there is a little bit more activity involved. And then the other thing you have to think about is, you know, I just looking back at the last 10 years, when you go back and look at the month of December, you know, there can be a little bit of a decline.
Yes.
It's not guaranteed by any means, but here's why I want to bring that up. When the markets are doing as well as they have done, like they've shown us an amazing year. 2018 is a great example of this.
Yes.
2018 was a phenomenal year in the stock market. A really good year until December. 2018 was great.
Yeah, everybody loved it.
But if you pull in December, you actually didn't make tons year to date. Because if you bring in from that time, December almost wiped out a lot of the gains.
That's a huge
in 2018.
Point.
And so don't let December ruin your year. Right. Mm-hmm. Don't let December be the thing that defines your year, because it really isn't the case. Right? We have to see where we're at, and then don't get off track. If we have a volatile December and you go, man, you know what? I knew this was going to be the case. Here it comes. I mean,
I'm waiting for the other shoe.
Yeah. Then it's like, oh, man, we should do something totally different and change. We don't have to just because we've hit a volatile month. And that traditionally can come at the end of the year.
And I think that's why it's so important that we have a plan, because then you're not winging it.
Yes.
And how many people listening are, you know, ask yourself, do I have a plan or am I winging it and going to react to what's happening? You know, I had a meeting the other day and I was talking with an individual. And I said, okay, so if a bonus comes, the money goes here. If this happens, then this is what we're going to do. We literally have three different scenarios, because we were working on a financial plan together and she has some unique situations. But either way, we know what to do. If this happens, then this is the lever that you're going to pick. This is we're going to go over here. Having that, and I know we stress this a lot, it's not just a 3-inch thick, worthless binder full of paper. Having a financial plan says, I know what to do when this part happens. And I know how to measure, am I reaching my goals? Am I on path? So when we say, hey, let's pause for a moment and let's look at 2021. Gee, it's so important that we begin to go back and say, let's look at 2021. Let's evaluate the market, but let's evaluate the financial plan we put together and where are we on that? Mm-hmm. What possible adjustments do we need to make intentionally, not reactionally?
Yes.
And that I think is so key as we're talking today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's important because it's really, you said, you have to be intentional, you have to be proactive. Having a review, and it doesn't have to be, we don't have to sit down and review everybody's accounts right now today, right? But having a review and an intentional kind of inventory check is really important. And again, it goes back to, how do my accounts do this year? Then how did I do financially this year, right? Did I keep a budget? Did I put money into savings where I needed to? I mean, again, we're coming up at the end of the year, so I know, and working with a lot of CPAs, this is a good time to make sure contributions get taken care of, or, you know, accounts can be, you know, your 401k at work, for instance, you know, if you want to make sure that you're getting enough pre-tax money in or Roth money in for the year, make sure the next couple paychecks, hey, can I get that money into the account, excuse me, for the year? So all that stuff is really important. And again, it goes back to, now that I can see it all on paper, like I love doing inventory checks because it's right here in front of me. Now I can sit there and go, here's my wins, here's my losses. Is there a reason to change the plan? Is there a reason to improve upon what's already happening? And that allows us as planners to sit down, take a year in review, go, okay, this is where we're at. You know, that's why we have annual reviews, right? We have these annual reviews with people, not just because we want to come see you, which we do. We want you to come in and see you. Absolutely. But we want to make sure, you know, that as the year changed, a lot can happen in a year.
Yes.
A lot can happen in a month. A lot can happen in a year.
Yep.
And so we want to make sure that things are on track as we go. And it helps us provide the guidance necessary for where we're headed, because we can see, okay, here's what we've accomplished along the way. Really important.
Exactly. Well, I think about, you know, it's really about the big picture. What happened this year and how does it fit in the overall plan? So one of the things that I know we ask when we're sitting down with clients are like, what are changes that happen even within the family? I mean, I know a big change in my family. I know I'm going to brag, proud, soon to be grandma moment, is that my daughter's having our first grandchild. Well, I want to know what's happening in my clients' lives. What do we need to be planning? What adjustments? You know, the other day we sat down, husband and wife, and he said, I want to know, how soon can my wife be able to retire? We ran numbers. We looked at the plan and the way things are, and we're going to reposition a little bit so we can secure some of those gains. She's going to be able to retire in 2 years. You know, to see that face on her when she looked at the numbers and said, I didn't even dare hope that I could do that. I mean, those are times you just remember, but it's because we're taking time to look at what's gone on this year, but then look at it in comparison to the big picture.
Yeah.
We go through, make sure the goals that were important to them when we started the plan years ago, have we met those goals, or are there new ones on the horizon? You know, personally, I always look personally, what are the goals? What are financial goals? What are relational goals that they have? Not that I can really help with those, but sometimes it's having the resources to be able to do things. And spiritual goals, you know, where does everything, and we put that together, and that plays into the financial plan, because we need to know what's moving in your life so we can help the finances support it.
Yeah, no, really important. And you know, we take a look at this, and I'm looking at the time, it's flies so fast.
I know.
And we look at, you know, again, in evaluating this year, I think, you know, we, again, we're not done with the year. However, my advice, don't let December define your year. But we also need to make sure that as we are looking back, we are also thinking ahead, right? And
that's,
I think
really
that's important, because what has happened this year, whether positive or negative, for some people, 2021 was not the greatest year, right? It doesn't have to be financially, just in general. You know, we don't have to keep the same mentality. We don't have to keep the same motion in play. I have the ability to change. And so as I look at my life, as I look at this year, the positives, the negatives, the good times, the bad times, keep that I'm progressing, I'm moving forward. Yep. And I think I bring that mentality mm-hmm. to the table here today because mm-hmm. I want to do the same thing for your finances, right? I want to be able to say the good times, the bad times, right? The market's done great this year, so let's capitalize on it being great, mm-hmm. right? We don't have to just sit there and wait for I knew it was going to happen, right?
let's do something.
Yeah, let's be proactive about the situation. Let's make sure that you're in a great place. I mean, I can't believe how busy we have been here at Crystal Clear Finances with the amount of new individuals coming in mm-hmm. over even just the last quarter of the year.
Yeah.
It's been phenomenal to see how much is happening because people they want a plan.
Exactly.
We're coming in with, here's where we're headed. Let's see what's happened and let's keep that think ahead vision in place so that way I can be proactive mm-hmm. for what's to come.
You know, one of the things that individuals can do to be proactive mm-hmm. is I know that George and I, the other George, so my husband George and I, sat down with our CPA to do tax strategy and planning. We're already planning, next year and beyond. What do we want to do? So I would encourage individuals as well. And I know that you specialize in taxes, even though you're not a CPA. So we do want them to meet with their CPA.
Yeah, yeah.
But we do want them to understand there are things they can do before the end of the year. Now, after the end of the year, when you go and take all those numbers to your CPA, now you can't do tax strategy on it.
Yeah.
So if you
much.
Need to do something,
yeah.
and already some opportunities have passed by, like we can't open the simple and there's different things for business owners. But I would say that's something that we can, going back to your statement, which I love and I'm going to use a lot, which is look back but think ahead.
Mm.
And part of this is getting your tax planning done. Any tax strategies, you got to implement them before the year end.
Yeah.
Be ready.
Yeah, I meet with my CPA now at this point in time in the mm-hmm. year. Sometimes I wish sometimes it's earlier, but October tax season's tough for him and all CPAs, but November is a great month mm-hmm. to meet with your CPA, and December as well when you can, because at the end of the day, if there are a few little things that you can do real quick before the end of the year, remember we can do that now.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I can't give tax advice, but certainly been in, understanding the tax rules some, we can sit mm-hmm. down and say, what are some things that you can do? Estimated payments for the fourth quarter due in January, so that's mm-hmm. something that can get done too.
Well, we just had someone call just the other day that said, hey, listen, I need to take money out of my IRA,
yeah.
and you were able to run a tax analysis and be able to say, okay, let's take it out on January 1st because this is what you may be looking at. And they're like, cool, so we're going to make the sales while the market's high.
Yep.
But then we're not going to have it withdrawn from their account till January 1st. Those little things, G, which we say, those are little things. But those are big things because they can save on taxes. And why in the world would we pay one penny more in tax than we need to?
Or no, it was a big tax savings.
We don't really need to. Have to. Yeah, let's just clarify on that.
It was a big tax savings for that client. And it was like a simple little thought of just like, hold on a second, let's run the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't get into all the details now, but like, basically, by holding off that distribution for a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
there was a huge tax savings, and then it helped him qualify for other things for the year when he does taxes in 2021. Like, that stuff mattered. But if we have that phone call in January or February,
there's nothing we can do.
I can't, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of benefit to the end of the year, like tidying your house up some and just making sure, hey, this is where I'm at. Did I check all the boxes this year? So that way I can do it. And it was a great strategy. 30-minute phone call, and we saved a whole boatload in taxes.
There you go. So. Perfect. Well, I'm looking at the clock and realizing we're already coming to almost the end. It flies by our time together. And I just want to encourage those who are viewing, those who are listening to us, now is the time.
Yeah.
Don't wait till January 1st. I'm going to start on January 1st. Hey, we should be doing things now because if there are adjustments we can make, and I just think about different things they're talking about with tax laws and increases and different things, there may be things we need to be doing this year as opposed to waiting till next year. And so I want to encourage you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181. Hey, let's sit down. Let's have that free initial consultation. Let's look over everything so that you are ready to end the year strong. So I invite you to join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living.
At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.